part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome Saturday night, hour number two. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and if you're watching on the UAN or on the Biz TV networks, that is Times Square, a fairly empty Times Square. Looks like they've kind of partitioned some of that off. I don't know why, but anyway, welcome. We're about to re-enter the Cold War. In case you're just turning on the radio or on the television and you haven't heard yet. Yeah, this is going to get really... I don't know. This is going to get weird. I feel bad about this. Mr. Vladimir Putin appears to be in total control of his universe, maybe his continent. Certainly countries that used to fear Mother Russia are being forced to reconsider Russia's might. Here's what's happened in the Ukraine. You've been watching, if you've been watching over the last few weeks, there's been some degree of concern because what you had was the breakdown of the government that was there. The new government came in. They wanted to charge the old government with war crimes because they had killed, I don't know, like 100 people. Then you had, on top of that, you had the Russians saying, well, we're going to try to protect ethnic Russians in the Crimea section of the Ukraine. And then you had just Russian troops showing up. And they're not wearing formal Russian uniforms. They're just wearing camouflage. And they're carrying great big guns, and they're walking around the streets. A CNN photographer, or a reporter, rather, tried to ask one of them, are you from Russia? And it was a pretty tense interaction. I thought she was, you know, maybe going to buy a one-way ticket to somewhere. That didn't happen, thankfully. But what we have here is a fairly significant international incident. And I don't know if it's connected to the fact that we were all distracted looking at the squirrel during the Olympics. But sometime while the Olympics were going on, Russia sent warships to our shores. Or just off our shores. They're in our hemisphere. They got further than they did at the Cuban Missile Crisis. They're actually all the way to Cuba. We have a significant development occurring. And so for all of those reasons, oh, and add to that, today Putin goes to the parliament in Russia and says, hey, by the way, I want full power to be able I want to be able to just go and use whatever military force is necessary on the Ukraine. And his parliament said, da. They all said it. It was a big chorus of da's, but they all said da. So, and that's good. That's yes, you can go. So now Russia has empowered itself to invade Ukraine if it wants to. Now, Ukraine is begging and pleading for the Western world to defend its independence and its ability to democratically serve itself. One of the reasons they were concerned about the last leader is that they thought he was a puppet for Putin. Wow, that doesn't look any more like the case now, does it? So in the midst of all that, that's what's going down on this Saturday. Russian warships off our coasts. Crimea is being invaded by Russian troops, claiming that they're there to protect ethnic Russians, but it's on sovereign ground of another country. You've got the Russian parliament saying, yeah, go for it. Start rolling in tanks if you want to. Putin's just like, you know, well, he never smiles, but if he ever did, he would be smiling to himself today. And meanwhile, our president has had some interesting reaction to this. He tried to tell them, you know, it wouldn't be a good idea for you to mess with the Ukraine. To which Putin said, what, you mean like you said to Syria, it wouldn't be good for us to do that? That's about how much respect the president of the United States garnered in this discussion and what we're doing. They're laughing at us.
In other words, we're not posing any kind of counter-alternative narrative to what looks like will be the Russian takeover of an independent republic. So what I really want to know from you, given that that's all of the case, the president blew off his national security meeting this morning. They called the national security team together to have a meeting to discuss what was going on in the Ukraine. And he said, I don't know, I'll just have Susan update me later. Susan being the Susan Rice that lied to the American people about Benghazi. Another moment in time when the president was missing in action. We don't know where he was the night of the attack. He won't tell the American people what he did when our SEALs and ambassador lost their lives trying to defend an outpost. Because they were overrun with Al-Qaeda. Some people say, Kev, you seem like you're really upset about this. I'm not upset. I want us to be taken seriously. I want our universe to not be weakened. And in my head I'm going, and Chuck Hagel said to the nation this last week, well, here's all the ways we're going to start cutting back on the military. How important is it to you for our president to be at his national security briefing this morning? Is this something he could just blow off, just go play some golf? No big deal. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Chad on line one, calling from Florida and listening to AM 570 WTBN. Hi, Chad, welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. I've called a couple of times before, and I've said the same thing before, but I'll change it just a little bit. What I said before was that the president is a man of ulterior motives, and I'll change that just a little bit and say undisclosed motives.
Okay.
So you understand how he's talked about, you know, the various things that he's done, there's going to be some bumps in the road. Do you recall that?
Yeah, I remember that kind of language. There's going to be some collateral damage, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what he says about the people who died in Benghazi, which means that he really doesn't give a damn.
And that's a recurring theme, it seems like, in the callers tonight. But Chad, what does it mean to you that he wasn't even at the security briefing this morning? I mean,
right, exactly.
It is our job.
Excellent.
It is our job. Yeah. It is our job to hold him accountable and actually make him do his job. And
yeah, right. And that's an excellent question that you ask. And my answer to the question is that it's an absolute useless zero. It's good that he wasn't there, because everything that he says and every time he looks at something, he's looking at it exactly wrong.
Well, and there's a lot of people that are feeling that way, and I understand that. But he is still the one. He's still the only one empowered by the Constitution to make the decisions that are going to have to be made. I mean, he's going to get updated by Susan Rice? I mean,
yeah, well, yeah, I know, but everything he does just seems to be one delusional blunder after another.
I agree with you. Chad, thanks for the call. Let's go to line two. By the way, the phone number is 888-340-3373. Our president blew off the specially gathered national security briefing this morning to discuss the Russian crisis, the Ukrainian crisis, the Crimean crisis, and, oh, by the way, Russian warships off of our southern shores. Your thoughts on all of these things, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Tom calling from the Bronx, listening to AM 970. The answer?
Yes.
Hey, Tom.
First of all, there's nothing the president can do about this area, Ukraine, because the Russians have had that as their breadbasket. It's like our Midwest, and there's all they had to do was roll the tanks right over. It isn't as if that this country could send in troops right away. I mean, all they had to do was go over the border, and they're very close. I mean, they make the decision in the afternoon, and they're there by the evening.
Okay, so President Obama doesn't need to make a decision about anything. We're just going to let Putin do whatever he wants.
Listen, it's a bad story It's bad for the people that live in Ukraine. Now, obviously, they have a lot of animosity toward the Russians from years ago.
Sure.
And the Russians never try to smooth over those bumps, as President Obama says. Like
So what are you saying, Tom? Are you saying that no one should come to the Ukraine's aid? The Western world?
I don't see how. Listen, the only thing this country could do is when the Russians move in there 100%, like I presume they're going to, is to tell tell Putin, look, treat the people better.
All right, Tom. Yeah. Thanks for the call. I got to take this break. It's Baldwin McCullough from New York. Stay with us.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Live live from New York and a live shot if you're watching on the UAN and the Biz TV networks, the Brooklyn Bridge. Beautiful night in New York. So glad that you're with us. But a nice shot there, looking right across the East River. I've got two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. My question is very simple. Should it be of concern to the American people, to you in particular, to us as a nation, to our communities, to our children, to our future, that Russian warships are off our southern shores? That the executive in Russia, Mr. Putin, has received today full backing from his parliament to more or less invade the Ukraine? That the Ukraine is asking the West for every ounce of help that it can possibly muster? And that in the midst of all of that, our chief executive did not show for a specially called national security briefing on the matter of Russia and the Ukraine. It's really disturbing to me on this level. When you hire someone to do a job, you expect them to do their job, especially at the most important moments when that job is necessary. See, let me give you an example. We run a media company here in New York, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, myself. So we have these radio shows that some are broadcast on television as well that have to start at certain times. If the crew to run the camera and operate the audio and everything else weren't there at certain times, they wouldn't be working for us anymore. Why? Because it's important that we get on the air at that exact time. In other words, showing up and being on the job, even if you... if your heart's not in it, even if you feel like, well, I don't even agree with this. You don't really have a say, President Obama. You're the one that's right now in that position. It may violate every tenet of anything you've ever heard from Gandhi or MLK or whoever it is that you're channeling when you go into this we can't ever defend ourselves mode in your head. But like it or not, the night of Benghazi, you had an obligation to show up, and you didn't. You had an obligation to find out why our ambassador and our Navy SEALs were under fire by Al-Qaeda in what should have been safe houses, and you didn't. And now we have Russian warships off our southern coast, and now we have the former KGB agent who has resumed his leadership over the Russian Federation. And I don't know, where are you? You playing golf? You yawning? What were you doing today that you were too busy to go to your national security briefing? Oh, you're going to get updated by the UN ambassador, Susan Rice, Dr. Susan Rice, if you can trust that. Because she told the American people an abject lie 6 days after your administration knew the truth about Benghazi, Mr. President. You have abdicated your responsibility in this matter. If you were working for my company, you would be fired. For complete incompetence. 888-340-3373. CNN is reporting that of all people, Sarah Palin may actually have more insight on this matter than the president did. Read this from today's CNN. In 2008, when she was the GOP vice presidential nominee, Palin questioned in a speech whether then-Senator Barack Obama would have the foreign policy credentials to handle a scenario in which President Vladimir Putin invaded the Ukraine. This is from the text of her speech in October of 2008. After the Russian army invaded the nation of Georgia, Senator Obama's reaction was one of indecision and moral equivalence, the kind of response that would only encourage Russia's Putin to invade the Ukraine at some point. She said on Facebook, yes, you could see this one from Alaska. That remark was a reference to a 2008 interview in which Palin argued that Alaska's proximity to Russia helped boost her foreign policy experience. She was skewered for that on Saturday Night Live and all the other places. They were totally ridiculously disrespectful to her beyond that point. But she has since continued to explain how she anticipated a growing crisis between Russia and the Ukraine, where there has now been an uncontested arrival of Russian military forces by air at a Russian base in the Crimean region. And now Putin has permission from his parliament to roll tanks in there. And by the way, what can we do We have Russian warships off our coasts now. Is this America to you? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Ken is in Detroit. Hi, Ken. Thanks for your patience. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Well, I don't think there should be any surprise that President Obama didn't go to the meeting this morning, because we have to take a wider look at his entire presidency. He has become friends with those countries that despise our country, that are our enemies. He has turned his back on those countries that, under previous administrations, were our friends. When there were other flare-ups around the world, Egypt, Libya, Syria, he sided with the Muslim terrorists that want to destroy America.
Yep.
With what is happening now with Ukraine, I don't believe he's going to get involved. I don't think we should get involved, because there's a lot of things that isn't getting brought across very clearly. I happened to speak to someone recently, a Russian Orthodox, and he was explaining to me that they're seeing it as Putin, as bad as he is actually the good guy in this situation. In other words, the way he was explaining it to me, and we could look at Egypt the same way, and Libya, the people who are causing the trouble in Ukraine are actually harmful to us, because it's not the common folk. The innocent bystanders that's causing the trouble.
Well, you're talking about this with a member of the Russian Orthodox Church who's going to be sympathetic to Russia.
Well, yes. But he was explaining that the actual individuals who are, like I said, kicking out the former president of Ukraine and doing some of the other things aren't exactly the nice guys. But there again, what we see with Barack Obama is he's removed the teeth from America, and he's removed the bullet out of the gun.
Pretty much.
So,
yeah.
And so the United States, we can't do anything. I mean,
we're walking our beat now around the world with a can of mace in our pocket.
That's right, and they have a nuclear bomb.
Yep. Thank you, Ken, for your call. I appreciate it. 888-340-3373. On a scale of 1 to 10, as you're listening tonight, does it bother you that the president, it's not because he's one party or another, if he was whatever, a party that is not yet discovered, would it bother you if your president, the guy that's on the job for you, avoided his morning security briefing this morning with the current situation the way it is? I'm not advocating for military action, but is there anything that he could have contributed to that meeting at all? Shouldn't he have? I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night. Stay with us.
From the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Tiraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Tiraganix.com, spelled Tiraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Tiraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120 count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being with us. Busy Times Square there if you're watching on the UAN or Biz Television Networks. Front page of CNN this hour says U.S. condemns Russia's invasion and occupation. Secretary of State Kerry, U.S.-Russia relations at stake. I love the way these guys get so tough, you know. I mean, we might not think very kindly of you if you don't stop. Front page of Fox News, that was CNN, front page of Fox News has a story headlined, Obama tells Putin his actions are clear violation of Ukraine's sovereignty. President Obama told Russian President Putin in a 90-minute phone call today that his country sending troops into the Ukraine is a clear violation of the country's sovereignty. But a defiant-sounding statement issued by the Kremlin in Moscow said Putin stressed to Obama that the situation in Ukraine poses real threats to the life of and health of Russian citizens and compatriots who live in Ukrainian territory. Vladimir Putin emphasized that in the case of a further spread of violence in the eastern regions of Ukraine and Crimea, Russia maintains the right to protect its interests and Russian-speaking population that lives there. The leader spoke for about 90 minutes with Obama expressing his deep concern over Russia's actions in the past 2 days and called on Putin to de-escalate tensions by withdrawing his forces back to bases in Crimea and to refrain from any interference elsewhere in the Ukraine. Obama also called Russia's actions a violation of international law and said they will lead to greater political and economic isolation, according to the Rita. I'm so glad that we're threatening economic isolation to Russia. I think that'll be very effective for about a half a second. It'll only be effective for a half a second because it'll take Putin that long to get the translation. Obama also discussed the situation with French President Francois Hollande, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper. According to a statement released by the White House, the leaders agreed to coordinate closely and pledged to work together on a package of support and assistance to help Ukraine. That is if President Obama can be found busy enough to show, you know, he doesn't have too much else on his schedule. Because, you know, you get a Saturday morning golf outing and you blow off the national security meeting. The United States in the coming hours and days will talk with allies and partners in the UN Security Council and others and suspend upcoming participation in prep meetings for the G8 summit in Sochi, the White House also said. Our Defense Secretary, Chuck Hagel, the giant of a huge pillar of manliness that he is, spoke by telephone with his Russian counterpart and stressed, without a change on the ground, Russia risks further instability in the region, isolation in the international community, and an escalation that would threaten European and international security. What does any of that mean? Earlier in the day, White House officials huddled in a high-level meeting to work on a response to Russia's efforts to move military forces into the neighboring Ukraine. Capitol Hill leaders pledged support for the Ukrainians and called on Obama to order an immediate U.S. response. Too bad he didn't hear them call on him because he wasn't there. That's the way it's going, folks. By the way, same thing always happens when war is just around the corner. One of the things is you start moving tanks and people into areas that you didn't have them in before. The other part is you start recalling all of your ambassadors, and the upper house of the parliament in Russia planned to ask President Putin to recall Moscow's ambassador from the United States. The head of the Federation Council asked the Council's Committee on Foreign Affairs to drop a proposal setting out the request, but they basically want Putin to pull the Russian ambassador to the U.S. out of the U.S. Why would they do that? Friends, I think that something bad is just around the corner, and the fact that he didn't go to his press briefing this morning, I mean, some people will say, well, it's just par for the course. Yeah. It's still his job, though. And when you don't do your job, you shouldn't be able to keep your job. You know, it's interesting. I was telling you earlier that my column tomorrow in syndication is going to be all about how we have blown $1.9 billion in the last 4 years. The stuff that really is inexplicable about the current situation is how we have emphasized the worst stuff and we have ignored the important stuff. We've wasted $1.9 billion of taxpayer money, money that you've earned and sent to Washington, D.C., money that you, by the sweat of your brow, came up with, through the fruit of your labor, produced, and then had to turn over to Washington, D.C. $1.9 billion of those dollars that you earned have been used to do something. I'll end with this when we come back from this next break. But I want you to pay careful attention because the contrast in what we're talking about on the world stage with the Ukraine and where that's at tonight and what we really have emphasized here in the United States over the last 6 years is rather astounding. Because we didn't fix the domestic issues. Our economy is not doing well. Our job stability is not doing well. Small business development is not doing well. So what is doing well? We'll talk about it when we continue. Stay with us.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So glad you're with us from New York every Saturday night. Kevin McCullough happened to be with you this night. Stephen Baldwin normally with us as well, but tonight in Poland at the unveiling of a film premiere there and could not be with us, but we're glad that you are. Let me very quickly go to line one. Darlene is calling from Dallas, watching us on the UAN. Darlene, we're glad you're with us. Welcome.
Hey.
So I asked the question earlier tonight, how important is it for the president to be at the national security briefing this morning since we have Russian warships off our southern coast? Putin's been empowered by his parliament to roll tanks into Ukraine at any point in time. Ukraine's begging the free world for assistance. And we are sitting here kind of twiddling our thumbs. What would you want of your president, regardless of what party's from, this morning when they call that national security briefing?
Well, he should do his job.
So you think he should have been there?
Yeah. He makes a heck of a lot of money. I think he ought to at least show up for work.
And you're his boss, Darlene, so you should let him know.
I know.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's interesting what we have been dealing with. And tonight at townhall.com at midnight Eastern, 11 Central, a little bit earlier than that on the West Coast, there's going to be a column that comes out that's titled, Would You Like Your $1.9 Billion Back? $1.9 billion is what you and I, in the last 4 years, out of the money that we've worked for at our jobs, have paid Planned Parenthood. $1.9 billion. Over the same course of time, they've killed about 1.2 million kids. They released a video this week that sang the praises of sadomasochism and bondage. A little controversy that they had trying to engage kids in that type of sexual behavior. See, this is the disconnect for me. We have a government that insists upon giving $1.9 billion to an organization, Planned Parenthood, that is dedicated to killing our next generation, mostly black children. And there's, like, no problem with that. Where are the next generation of kids supposed to come from to help keep this huge nanny state afloat? What tax dollars do you use to keep the government funded? If you keep killing off your citizens, here's one other thought on this. Cecile Richards, who's the president of Planned Parenthood, just said in a story today that whatever stage of life, whenever it actually starts, if it's conception or 20 weeks into the pregnancy or whenever, it doesn't matter. That the beginning of life, the origin of life, doesn't matter. I'm pretty convinced that Cecile Richards' worldview embraces full-on infanticide. Because, you know, you did it the day before the due date was, hey, you know, it was technically not born. It, as she would refer to it. My point being this, we have major crises going on around the world. We have an economy that's in free fall. We have jobs not being created. We have small businesses struggling. We're spending money to the tune of billions of dollars to make sure that we kill our next generation of taxpayers. We are taking more money out of the private sector and the business market so that fewer jobs are being created. And we can't even get the dodos in Washington, D.C. to just pay attention to the simple things like whether or not a Russian warship is being kept off of our southern borders. Friends, we got some massive, massive challenges in front of us. And at the end of the day, if we keep lulling ourselves into this kind of listful bliss, where we just kind of like, and I think this is kind of how President Obama actually prefers to deal with some of this stuff. Just don't see it. I just don't see the problem. I barked at Putin today. I told him for 90 minutes that he was going to cause great instability. Does anyone think that he actually cares about instability? Instability in the Ukraine benefits Russia. They can go in there and say, well, we have a reason to go in there now. We're going to bring peace to the region. They've never gotten over the fact that they lost the Cold War, that representative government was really the way all of these eastern countries wanted to go. And now is his chance as a former KGB agent to kind of reassemble the former Soviet Union and just make it a larger Russian Federation than it is currently. I don't know. I'm pretty discouraged about all of it because what we really need to do, what we've really got to do, is hold our government accountable. We've got to say, look, this is on your watch. You have to account to us where you were on the night of Benghazi, Mr. President. You can't go the rest of your public life and not be questioned about that. And if nobody in the press, even Bill O'Reilly, the day of the Super Bowl, doesn't have the guts to ask him that question, then we the people should ask him that question. Force him to give us an answer. Right now we are falling into a lulled sleep that is extremely dangerous to the welfare of us and our children and the future of the republic. Because we're just looking at what they're doing. GOP senators even said this in a press statement a couple of weeks ago. Well, yeah, he's violating the Constitution. He took the Obamacare law and basically rewrote it, major sections of it that under normal constitutional purposes you'd have to take it back to Congress, have them rewrite it, then repass it both houses, then it comes back to him for an adjusted signature. He's not doing that. He is taking chunks that he doesn't like, or that he thinks may be politically unpopular, and rewriting them and then sticking them back in the law. That's seen as lawlessness by the people that know. In both parties, I might add. Jonathan Turley, a constitutional attorney from George Washington University in Washington, D.C., I believe, George Mason or George Washington I, but went before Congress and said, this is some of the most law, and he's a Democratic, registered Democrat. He said, this is some of the most lawless stuff we've seen ever. And it's one thing, friend, for you to go to bed tonight and go, well, you know, Kevin, he was just harping on, you know, he's just always down. No. Every one of these things is tied to a significant piece of liberty that we are losing. And when you don't even have the government performing its basic obligation to us, to watch the events around the world, to be engaged in the security and the national defense at a time and place before it becomes an issue, that's a problem. And not going to your meetings is not going to help.
Four radio talk show hosts
in a village called Kadwa.
Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673
or go to domuchgood.com.
That's 855-916-4673.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
.com.
Rekindle the
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, coming to you from the studios of Extreme Media. And, of course, Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin, the actor is who that is. And he is off tonight in Warsaw, Poland, debuting the Loving the Bad Man movie to audiences there in Eastern Europe that have embraced this. This is actually a faith-based movie film festival that he's attending, and it is going to be an interesting experience for him. Pray for him while he's still there. He's pretty far removed from the action in the Ukraine, but, you know, the world's a tricky and troubling place, so we do want to make sure he gets home safely and okay on that level. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. It works not only on Saturday nights, but you can leave us a message there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In fact, I even get an email notice when you leave a message there, so I can go back and listen to it and answer it. They actually take your voicemail and they forward it to my email. It's really kind of cool, actually. But you can access us 24 hours a day there. Steven's on Twitter and Facebook. So am I. Please feel free to check us out. And then our website is TheBingeThinker.com. And we blog and have a bunch of things out there with a lot of value. You'll find stories there that you won't find just about anywhere else. And we're glad of that because we think it's kind of within our realm of responsibility to, I don't know, to try to push you to think. Someone was asking me before the show tonight, Kevin, what are your slogans? What kind of things do you say? Well, one of the things that's really important to me is we live in a confusing day and era. There's people spending billions of dollars to keep you confused about even the things that you're hearing and seeing in the news take place on the Ukraine-Russian front, the things that are going on there. There's people that have agendas, and so they want to inject certain sides or positions on it. I don't think it's too much to ask the president to be involved in his national security briefing, and I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he really is concerned about the safety and welfare of the American people, but it's hard for me to see that and to believe that if you're not at your own national security briefing. I'm not trying to be unfair. I'm just saying that's the way it is. But we've got lots of other stories posted at TheBingeThinker.com. So please go and check it out. One of the big news stories of the week was the Jan Brewer veto of the will of the Arizona people. You can read more about that there as well. At the end of the day, we want you to keep coming back here on Saturday nights, because when Baldwin's sitting in that chair right there, it's about the funnest thing that you can do on a Saturday when the two of us are getting into it. We're here every Saturday night, 9 to 11 Eastern, and for those of you that get us in later day parts, for instance, Biz Television runs us from 11 Eastern to 1 a.m. Eastern. We're happy to hear from you as well. My email address is kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. Maybe you take a difference of opinion on some of the stuff that we talked about tonight. Feel free to shoot it my way. Not one person came through with a suggestion on how to get the rat smell out of my house. Just a little disappointed. It's a mouse, I think. I don't think it's an actual rat, but yeah, maybe next week you can be more helpful. I'm not sure. We'll see. Anyway, have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
8:20.